882 6PR News.
It's 23 degrees at 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Anthony Anderson. The federal government is welcoming a drop in the unemployment rate to below 6%. Nearly 16,000 full-time jobs were created last month, but 15,600 part-time positions were lost, and WA's jobless rate has risen slightly. It's up 0.1 to 6%. But Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says the national result is positive.
For February, there has been a decrease in the unemployment rate in Australia from 6%. To 5.8%. The government believes that this shows that there continues to be an underlying strength in the Australian economy.
Police have released CCTV images of four people they'd like to speak to as part of an ongoing investigation into a fatal stabbing outside Elizabeth Quay train station. A 26-year-old man was killed in January. Four people, including an 11-year-old boy, have been charged with murder. Police now want to speak to another four men seen in the area at the time. The Electrical Trades Union has renewed their call on the Barnett government to deliver on promised safety reforms in the wake of the death of an electrician in Yokine. It's suspected 33-year-old Mark Slocum was electrocuted while working in the roof space of a Dryden Street home on Tuesday. The state government last year announced reforms which would require main switches to be turned off while work is undertaken in roof spaces. State ETU President Greg Wilton says they need to be prioritised.
At the moment, it is the decision of the electrician because there is no legal requirement that they can depend upon or present to the client to say, well, look, I need to turn the power off because it's actually against the law for me to do it any other way. That would go a long way to actually fixing the problem.
A parliamentary committee has found a teenager who killed his one-month-old baby at a Bunbury hospital should have been supervised when visiting his son. He was 15 at the time of the fatal bashing and was last year convicted of manslaughter and is serving 10 years jail. A parliamentary review has found, despite numerous red flags, the boy wasn't supervised during visits with the baby. The report's made two recommendations, including for the Department for Child Protection and Family Support to take a precautionary approach in cases where there's a potentially dangerous outcome. A scooter rider has been left seriously injured after a hit-and-run in Spearwood. Police say a silver SUV or wagon-style car failed to stop after colliding with the bike around 5 yesterday afternoon on Angus Avenue. The rider, aged in his 60s, was taken to hospital. Tony lives nearby and has told Nine News what he saw.
Heard a bang and we says, did you hear that? And we both looked at the door and we couldn't see nothing. Then we walked outside near the fence and we heard this moaning, and I seen the person laying down and just seen his leg was just mangled.
The government MP organising a petition against the Safe Schools program believes it has been signed by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. George Christensen and other coalition backbenchers are demanding a parliamentary inquiry into the program and for its funding to be suspended. More than 30 coalition MPs are believed to have signed, although it's reported the petition itself has also gone missing. Nearly 700 asylum seekers on 25 boats have been turned back since the federal government launched Operation Sovereign Borders. Tomorrow marks 600 days since the last official boat arrival. Operation Sovereign Borders Commander Major General Andrew Botterill says people smuggling networks have been severely degraded, but there's no room for complacency.
We know that there are around 14,000 people in Indonesia who could be easily convinced to get onto a boat to travel to Australia on a risky people smuggling venture, and that there are significantly larger numbers again in other regional countries.
And Frank Sinatra Jr., who carried on his father's famous legacy with his own music career, has died aged 72. The Sinatra family says he died unexpectedly of a heart attack while on tour in Florida. In finance, the All Ords is up 63 points at 5,239. The Australian dollar's buying 75.9 US cents, 67.7 euro cents, 53.2 British pence, and 9,990 Indonesian rupiah.
6PR Sports Today. Get your sport fix. Weeknights from 6. 6PR Sport.
Brownlow medalist Matt Prittis is glad he's got his one-year contract extension finalised so he can concentrate on his footy. The Eagles midfielder says his body's in good shape going into round one.
For me, it's probably early days that I had some knee troubles, but you know, I've been able to put a program in place that has really helped that, and they don't give me any issues at the moment. So, I'm feeling really good.
And WA bowled out for 380 in the morning's play over at the Gabba, ending their first innings in the Shield clash with Queensland. The ball's now at the crease after lunch on day three. They're on 3 for 74, trailing by 159 runs. Test opener Joe Burns caught for just three. It's 5 past 11.
Drop by your local IGA for half-price specials, like 2-litre selected variety Peter's Original Ice Cream, only $2.79. IGA, another reason it pays to shop independent.
Super Civil, your specialist in car park and driveway construction and repairs. 6PR, Perth traffic.
Not too bad on the roads at the moment. To Murdoch, there is a breakdown on the Kwinana Freeway. Now it is blocking the southbound left lanes and left emergency lanes just before you get to South Street, causing some minor delays behind that. Look out for some night works tonight, kicking off at 7pm for the Mitchell Freeway southbound on ramp from Riverside Drive through the CBD. And roadworks today for Adelaide Terrace westbound through East Perth. Now it is reduced to a single lane between Bennett Street and Hill Street. That's the latest 6BR traffic. Grab all the good gear this Easter at BCF, like an everyday straw hat for just $5. Save a massive $14. BCF, boating, camping and fishing. It's Adam. If you do spot any problems, call us on 92211 882.
6BR Perth weather.
Mostly sunny today with southeasterly winds and heading for a top of 28. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high chance of showers and a top of 27. Similar conditions Saturday and 25. And it's easing with the slight chance of a shower on Sunday and again on Monday. Right now it's 23 degrees. This is Perth's 882 6PR.